Welcome to God With Us, the First Hurst 2024 Daily Devotional for Advent. Be sure to subscribe for daily devotional episodes throughout the Advent season, December 1st through Christmas Day.
Tuesday, December 10th, A Place to Meet with God by Todd Campbell. Colossians 1:27 says, "To them God chose to make known how great among the Gentiles are the riches of the glory of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory." Throughout my life, God has used places of retreat for me to meet with Him, whether it be desolate places on the mission field where I first sensed His call to ministry, or places like Falls Creek Encampment in Oklahoma where I finally surrendered my life to His call, or even places like my own living room during my quiet time alone with Him where I meet with Him daily. God desires to meet with us. We read in the Christmas story in Luke chapter 2 how Mary and Joseph would travel to his hometown, Bethlehem, for the census Caesar Augustus had issued. And while baby Jesus was being formed in Mary's womb, it was in Bethlehem where they would meet God, Emmanuel, God with us, face to face. Exodus chapter 25, verse 8 tells us how long before that God desired a place to dwell in the midst of His people. And thus the tabernacle was established as a temporary place to meet with God. And we know that later, under King Solomon, God established a more permanent place for His people to meet with Him. However, all of that changed with the birth of Jesus, the long-awaited Savior of the world. John chapter 1, verse 14 tells us, "And the Word, Jesus, became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen His glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth." The Greek word for dwelt is the same word used for tabernacle in the Greek version of the Old Testament. Jesus became flesh and tabernacled among us. Later in John chapter 2, verse 19 through 21, the idea becomes even more clear. Jesus answered them, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." The Jews then said, "It has taken 46 years to build this temple, and you will raise it up in 3 days?" But He was speaking about the temple of His body. Here Jesus tells us that He is the temple. As we continue through the Gospels, Matthew chapter 27, verse 51 tells us that when Jesus died on the cross, the physical curtain that separated the Holy of Holies and the temple was torn in two, top to bottom. Through His sacrificial death on the cross, He broke through the barrier of our sin and made a way for us to be reconciled to God. But it even gets better. In 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16, we read that as followers of Jesus who have been saved by His grace, we are now His temple. Do you not know that you are God's temple and that God's Spirit dwells in you? You know, for the Old Testament worshiper of God, it was a blessing to go to the tabernacle or temple. For us, the blessing is that we are now His temple and we get to enjoy God's presence in us. Think about it. This changes everything. As blood-bought followers of Jesus, we don't have to travel to a place to meet with God, for the Spirit of God is indwelling each of us. We can meet with Him every hour of every day, for He is with us.
Thank you for listening to God With Us. Subscribe to listen to daily devotionals from First Hurst each day of the Advent season through December 25th. For a printable or ebook version of God With Us, visit firsthurst.com/advent. Copyright 2024 by First Baptist Church of Hurst, Texas.